Courtney Farr grew up in Scott City, a West Kansas town with a population of 3,800. That's where his father, Marvin Farr, died a week ago of COVID. The obituary that he wrote gave voice to millions of frustrated Americans. It quickly drew notice across the country. He spoke to Celia Yopis-Jepson of the Kansas News Service about it.
The opening of the obituary that Courtney Farr wrote channels his grief for his dad, Marvin, and the grief that so many families feel. It says, Marvin was preceded in death by more than 260,000 Americans infected with COVID-19. He died in a room not his own, being cared for by people dressed in confusing and frightening ways. He died with COVID-19, and his final days were harder, scarier, and lonelier than necessary. He was not surrounded by friends and family. Courtney Farr wrote this for his hometown. But people have shared those words over and over in the past week. They've shown up in stories by The Washington Post, USA Today, on CNN. He talked to me about why he wrote them.
There's no way to be prepared for how heartbreaking and difficult saying goodbye through a video call is.
We sat 6 feet apart on his porch off a gravel road in East Kansas, a 5-hour drive from where his dad died in a rural nursing home. Courtney saw him hours before he passed.
They, took the tablet they use in to the quarantine wing with him. And when my mother died 2 years ago, though, that was the first time I had ever sat with someone as they were dying. It was really good and meaningful to sit with her. And then doing this video call with Dad was so much harder and so much worse. You want to reach out and you want to touch him. You want to hold his hand. His eyes were open. He had, some amount of alertness, but he clearly was not really able to, kind of focus.
Just in Kansas, more than 200 nursing homes are weathering outbreaks of COVID right now. Courtney feels for the people who took care of his dad. It's a nursing home that's cared for his family going as far back as his great-grandmother.
They've been one of the nursing homes in Kansas that have kept COVID at bay, but I think it's nearly impossible for so many of these homes to not end up with the infection getting inside eventually.
He got the call on Thanksgiving, which was also the birthday of Courtney's late mother, Nancy. His dad had tested positive.
He was asymptomatic for maybe about 36 hours, and then it progressed very rapidly. Started showing signs of fluid in his lungs, his oxygen levels were dropping, and he passed away on Tuesday afternoon.
Marvin was born in 1939. Courtney put it this way in the obituary. He was born into an America recovering from the Great Depression and about to face World War II. Americans would be asked to ration essential supplies and send their children around the world to fight. He died in a world where many of his fellow Americans refused to wear a piece of cloth on their face to protect one another. This is a key point for Courtney. His dad taught him we're supposed to take care of each other. He thinks about his dad's grandma.
She was a widow who raised 5 children during the Great Depression, during a drought, on a farm by herself in the 30s. Can you imagine trying to tell her, oh, I had to wear a piece of cloth over my mouth and I couldn't go eat at restaurants for 12 months? It's strange. History and family are held on such pedestals, and yet we're so disconnected from it.
As soon as the obituary ran, Courtney was inundated with messages from frustrated people who'd never met Marvin, but shared a similar grief. There was some pushback, too.
One of the things I see brought up from people who won't take this seriously is that, oh, well, it's only the really elderly, mostly, who are dying. It's only people who were probably going to die anyways. Why can't the rest of us just get on with our lives? And the thing of it is, my father falls into that category. He was probably going to die, in the coming months.
Marvin was on hospice. He had advanced dementia.
It mattered how he died, not just that he died. And the tragedy there and the trauma there is not just his or mine or my family's. It's also the healthcare workers taking care of him. They know that his family can't be with him. It's traumatic for them because they're having to deal with the quarantine ward and the isolation, and it's awful for everyone.
Here's Marvin's obituary again. He would look after those who had harmed him the deepest, a sentiment echoed by the healthcare workers struggling to do their jobs as their own communities turn against them or make their jobs harder. It bothers Courtney that masks and social distancing have been politicized, and that some people ignore the advice of public health experts. Marvin was a farmer and a veterinarian. Courtney wrote, "The science that guided his professional life has been disparaged and abandoned by so many of the same people who depended on his knowledge to care for their animals and to raise their food."
Both my mother and my father had the same hospice nurse, and talking to her about death, you know, her primary focus is to make sure that people can pass in comfort and with dignity. And right now, we as a society are failing that in so many ways for hundreds of thousands of people.
Marvin was 81 years old, gregarious, funny, charismatic.
Everybody loved my father.
Episcopalian, devout. He believed he'd see his loved ones again after death. The family won't hold a funeral, at least not now.
I don't want to do anything that could possibly add to the burden that the healthcare workers in Scott City are already dealing with. We will wait until, you know, this passes, hopefully, and then we will hold a memorial and we will celebrate his life.
Courtney has this favorite photo of himself and his dad from 1979 in their Scott City home. And it makes him think about all the years his dad cared for him.
I am napping on dad's chest as a little kid. It is so peaceful and beautiful. You know, a young father and his young son asleep together. Yeah, and I couldn't be there for him at the end.
For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis Jepson.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of KCUR, KMUW, Kansas Public Radio, and High Plains Public Radio. It reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy.